My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The world would be my lab.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, it is crossover time. Yeah. And we welcome in from Fremont Bank in Fremont, California, the home of this tonight's summit, Dan Dibley, Mark Willard. I don't know why you're laughing.
Three, two.
Yeah. The home of the summit, Steiny. Get your butts out here.com.
Okay, see ya.
Hey, how hot is it? Well, the street's saying it's hot out there, fellas.
It's warm, but it's not uncomfortable at all. It's beautiful.
Clear skies, Guru. I'll take it from here. Traffic on the Nimitz is backed up from Mallory, but that weather, it's about clean 82, 3-mile-an-hour breeze out of the northwest. It's absolutely delightful to be out here, especially in the shade with a resplendent view of Fremont, Milpitas, and beyond.
And this rooftop has some AC now, okay?
Oh, wow.
So not only everything Dibs just said, but also air. So if you're hot and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, come join us because it's cool in here.
We're on our way, and we've just been making radio love here, having a great time talking about the Niners. But has this sunk in that football, the NFL, is back tomorrow night? I'm tingling.
I'm starting to tingle. That's one of the all-time early Guru drops. I'm starting to tingle.
I'm really getting there, Guru.
I think tomorrow when I lock in and, you know, we get to 5:01 and I realize, Casey Schmidt, I have to get my Amazon in order because it's Thursday Night Football. That's when I'll get the real football adrenaline and I'll get really excited about exactly what we're doing here coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, same. And no, it's definitely hit because my mind is already like carving out the path back to the car. I went worked out this morning so I can hustle a little bit more because we'll get off that show at 6 and then you got to get somewhere. You got to get somewhere to watch this thing. So
Friday, Willard, we got a game in Brazil.
Of course. Of course, we got a game Thursday and Friday and Sunday and Monday and pretty soon it'll be all 7 days of the week. I have no doubt. 20-game schedule and 7 days of football. Book that. I'll take the under in 6.5 years.
Man.
Yeah, that's probably, depending on when the next collective bargaining agreement comes up, because the players aren't going to give in to that until they know they're getting something back. And none of that, I don't believe, will get examined until the next CBA, which I think, if memory serves, is 2030. Mm. So 6.5 years, the under might be about right, but we're going to get there, and pretty soon, I believe, it's going to be the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend anyway.
As it should be.
Which is going to be perfect for America, what everybody's wanted for a long time.
Does that mean we'll have the Monday off after?
That's correct.
We won't, sit next to, look, win the
is
big
he there?
Day.
Well, if the Niners aren't
here. He's not for us.
Hey, that's my
guy.
The Niners have to be in the Super Bowl for us to work that day, I would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if the Bucks are playing the Patriots, I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm out.
Tom Brady revenge game.
Exactly.
Can I tell you real? I know it's about football, the summit. We're on our way crossing the Bay Bridge. We'll be there soon. I'm juiced. But can I tell you last night why I wanted to throw an egg at my partner if he were next to me? All day long, my man, I walk in, he talks about the Giants and their attendance, and I turn that bad boy on. Uh-huh. And there was, come on, I was like, Steiny, miss me with this, man. A picture's worth a thousand words.
23,000.
Exactly. There was not 23,000.
Well, first of all, there was not 23. Hey. And if there was 23, that represents their worst home crowd in about 4 years. Your best way to catch a fly ball last night was to dress as a seat. So, listen, the point that I'm so glad you brought that up, because the conversation we had yesterday, Steiny, is what it's actually about. Your facts that you had are facts, but I don't think that they're the ones that are going to matter in the end. I think it's now. The fact that September's here and the fan base started by sending a message last night that they have given up. They're done. They're absolutely done. I really think that's gonna land in the ownership office for sure.
Wow. Well, it can land all at once, but until you exact some change, and the change may involve the president of baseball ops, because the baseball are not opping at a very high level. They are again around 500. They are again dull, and, you know, Steiny hates when I use this word, but I'm going to use it. They're flaccid, Steiny. They are flaccid. Man. They're droopy, and that's not the kind of product. They're sagging, Steiny, if I can continue down this road until you interject. I've got five or six more. It's not what you want down there at Third and King.
No, not right now, but I think what we found out is that, what do you think, the season's 80% done?
Feels 101% down.
So for 80% of the season, when the Giants were scratching and clawing, they averaged 33,000 fans, and now fans are smart enough to realize, I don't think we're going to get it done. And so now, you know, there may be a dip, which you expect from a team that's fallen out of it, but what a great 80%.
Yes. What a great 80%. We've had, actually, I would argue, the best weather summer that we've had in how many years.
Man.
Yeah, it's been gorgeous.
Really, look,
we've talked about this before. I'm someone who, in the middle of June or July, I can go have fun at a game, even if the Giants are in fourth place. But what matters is when the rubber hits the road, and that's this time of year. And so, look, I'm not saying this decision's going to get made or that decision's going to get made. I just think that what you're going to see this month is going to land with a thud on Greg Johnson's desk.
No doubt.
I don't think that that's going to speak very well of where we're at. And, oh, by the way, the early returns on moving Marco from short to second, glove still doesn't work.
I'm almost feeling sorry for the kid. I'm like, that didn't just happen on my TV, did it? But I'll say this. You could call me jealous. You could call me envious. We watch baseball and what's going on in other cities, but right now, who are you coming to see in a Giant uniform? One, and then watching the Dodgers, who may not win it all, but they're blockbuster. Mookie Betts hitting a 3-run homer after the intentional walk to Ohtani. Yankees blew a game to Texas, but the question, guys, is when is that coming back to the Bay?
Well, it's going to have to be drafted or traded for, because it's pretty clear that your players who are free agents have not made this choice. And you could say Carlos Correa did, but they didn't close, and he moved on, and so did they. And Jung Hoo Lee is exciting, but he doesn't bring that thump. And you watch the Yankees, and it's Aaron Judge chasing 60, and maybe he'll sniff 65, and it's just Shohei Ohtani doing his thing, and it makes it even more of a gut punch with each passing day.
I think I don't know how you guys feel. I think that the Eldridge thing is almost a trigger for people right now. Like, the fact that, go back to April and what people were at least hoping Giants baseball to be. If you had said then that on September 4th, the player people would be talking about the most is a guy who is a career 0-for-3 at Double A. That's brutal.
That is brutal.
That is absolutely brutal. based on all the names they brought in, all the money that they spent, all the hope that was sitting there at the beginning of the season. For us to all be talking about Bryce Eldridge
and his
right
desperate
now
to Willard
is brutal.
Hey, I'll say this. I don't know what mechanism about my personality gives this off, but I walk in this morning and Joe and Bonte are leaving, and I go to the Summit, and they go, "Gooey, we know you're going. You're gunning for MVP." That hurt. I've never gunned for MVP, but early odds, Dib, who you have being the MVP tonight? Because Steiny's had it. I've never had it, but I'm not into that. I just want to have a good time with my pros.
You are you, and so because you are you, you're always a threat for MVP. I'm not one to talk when other people are talking, so you can take me out of it. It's not Warrior talk, so Steiny's not a factor. Willard tries to do his John Stockton. He'll distribute. Don't think he's a threat. Two-way Bonte, I don't think can go full flambe, especially with the Niners and NBC Sports just signing a recent extension of their partnership. So I think all arrows point toward...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Lo Neal makes his appearance.
I thought he was going Shasky.
Shasky.
Yeah, it was a great setup, Goo, and I'll take a 4 for my setup.
I would pick Shasky, too, if he had any energy left. I don't know if you heard his Giants rant this morning. I'd be shocked if Joe's got a voice by the time he gets here,
man,
at 4 o'clock.
He lives it, man.
That was some energy.
No so doubt. He doesn't think they're going to make a run?
he doesn't want him to make a run.
A run for the border, maybe, yeah. But yeah, not in the standings. Steiny, you sound like you're saving up your energy right now.
Yeah, he's hanging in there.
I can see you yawning on YouTube.
Yeah. Yawn too. That's my quarterback.
You all right?
I had one fewer cup of coffee today, so that's...
And also, today is traditionally a golf day, so there is the emotional depression of not having the 309 at Karika.
Well, you've also been... Man, you've been holding down the fort here for 4 hours. I've been listening, Steiny, and you've been...
Look at him, Willard.
You've been going to battle with those anti-Shanahanigans.
They just don't get it, Mark. They just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Championships don't matter.
Well, hold on. Okay, Goo. Let me go ahead, baby. It's almost 2 o'clock, so let me prepare to save my bullets too.
Go
no,
ahead.
I know, but let me challenge you on something. Because I heard, and this to me is where this conversation goes, where at least I get frustrated.
Right.
Watch the cycle that happens. It's actually amazing. I wonder if Kyle ever pours himself a Manhattan, puts his feet up, and listens to the way we all do this. So you start with, Steiny, your point, great coach. Like, here's the playoff record. Yep. You get there every year, 4 and 5 years, all of that, right? And, Goo, you respond with, I love, Steiny, your point of, has he ever lost a big game where he had the better quarterback? And, Goo, you respond and go, isn't it his fault that he doesn't ever have the better quarterback? And then a caller will call in and go, of course Kyle Shanahan wins games. He's got all the good players. And I'm going, do you hear yourselves arguing at the same time that Kyle's to blame for what's not on his roster, but doesn't get credit for what is on his roster? And I'm sitting here going, I need to cut both my ears off.
Dude,
you're all arguing opposite points against one another like everybody's got two sides of their mouth and we're all
right,
using
but
them.
Mark, fundamentally, I'm not looking at the quarterback as like that's some issue. I'm like, no, Brock Purdy was good enough to win that game, and I'm not blaming him. So when Steiny says who's got the bigger name, I get that, but I'm not looking at the Niner quarterback, even with Garoppolo, of you're going in that game, you have no chance to win. I'm a guy that thinks the Niners should have two Super Bowl victories.
And I get
that's
that.
Foolish.
But yeah, but at
it's
the same
not.
Time.
It is foolish.
But to there's you, it no, is. What's embarrassing about losing to Patrick Mahomes?
Nothing.
In overtime. Well, it feels like that's what some people think. Kyle's a choke. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassing. And so that's my point. If you're going to point at him and go, whoever we've got at QB, that's your fault. Then
I am not using that word. Right.
No, but I heard your first caller after you guys had this argument was very anti-Shanahan and goes, of course he wins. We got five of the top 30 players in the league.
Oh, well, I remember
if
that.
You're going to point to Kyle about who's the quarterback, then he gets all the credit for what they do have at all the other positions. You can't have both.
Mm. All right. We're going to see you guys shortly. Before I go, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco.
See you soon.
Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Stay tuned for Willard and Dibs, 2-4, and the Summit, 4-6.
Sir.
Join us at Fremont Bank, ladies and gents, on 95.7 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.